This is Dairy Rewind, a look back at what happened this week in the dairy industry. Monday.
Ultimately, it's the hope and the system is designed that PPDs will average out close to the zero mark over the long term. But if there's something that could be done to even those out better on a month-to-month basis and allow farmers to receive the higher value of that cheese milk, maybe there is something that could be looked at there. I think the system that has been around since the 1930s has prioritized class one milk. Perhaps there's a question that could be had around just one manufacturing class to allow milk to move to its highest value overall. Ultimately, lots of questions here. Orders have not been revised in any sort for more than 10 years, with make allowances being the same since prior to 2010. There's a question there at what those numbers should be as well.
Lucas Fees, Director of Dairy Market Intelligence with High Ground Dairy in Chicago.
Tuesday.
We now see that volatility leaving the markets along as with our government programs. And so for some, that diminished volatility will be favorable. Of course, as marketers, you all have to be on your toes now, a little more active when we do have these rallies. But I did want to say that the volatility in the ag markets or the dairy markets will be diminished. I also believe this will have an impact on something called the producer price differential. I think that negative differential that has been hurting some dairy farmers will be something that improves as we get through December and in the early part of next year. That negative PPD will no longer be there. So as you think about all of this, this is a change. But again, we're getting back to more normality in our dairy markets as opposed when policy was a big issue, as we talked about it from May, at least going back into November.
Dan Bossi, president of Ag Resource Company, on a recent PDPW Dairy Signal webcast.
Wednesday.
The hub is a big investment from the state of Wisconsin.
The funds are specifically approved to build research capacity, to recruit top talent, both at the student level, the researcher level, and the faculty level, to support innovative research, research that asks those daring, hard questions that's going to help move our industry and our dairy community forward, and to engage in outreach and instruction. It's about every aspect of the dairy community, so spanning from enhancing human health, thinking about the dairy products that our consumers are enjoying, animal health and welfare, stewarding land and water resources, and growing farm businesses and communities. And so all of these four priorities are things that we're focusing our research, our teaching, our outreach, and our collaboration across the campuses on.
Comments from Dr. Heather White from UW-Madison, the faculty director of the Dairy Innovation Hub.
Thursday.
Joining us from our nation's capital, Chris Galen. Transitioning into 2021, going to see some new changes, new faces in Congress as well.
Yes, here in the first week of December, even though the new Congress doesn't come into town until January, both the Democratic and the Republican parties in Congress chose their leaders for all the different committees. And so for the Agriculture Committee, that's going to be chaired by the senior Democrat, David Scott of Georgia. He will become chairman here in January. Scott takes the place of Congressman Colin Peterson, who lost his campaign in November. And then the top Republican, the ranking Republican on the House Agriculture Committee, will be Glenn G.T. Thompson, who is a longtime friend of the dairy sector. We've worked very closely with him. So we think that between Thompson and Congressman Scott, we have two people who are well acquainted with the needs of the dairy community, and we've worked with them already and we'll continue working with them.
Friday.
Today's Feed Forum will be looking at strategic use of electrolytes in baby calves. There are three methods. The most common, of course, is oral. That's fairly effective if the calf is standing and is willing to drink or suckle that product. The second approach is subcutaneous, which means you're putting it underneath the skin. The third one is intravenous, IV fluids, putting into the vein of the calf at this point. Usually this calf is down at this stage of the game, showing severe signs of dehydration and maybe going into shock. So early intervention is really important to help this calf out. We want to make sure we have a buffer in there. Sodium bicarb, acetate, or propionate are good alkalizers, which can be very effective here. An energy source, that usually is the milk replacer. And there's also dextrous boluses in the marketplace. Certainly, strategic use of electrolytes should be another tool in your toolbox on your dairy farm.
And that's Dr. Mike Hutchins. To listen to more, go to dairyradio.com.
Dairy Rewind.